You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 10th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Bobby. How you doing, Bobby?
Hey, Taryn. Hey, everybody. Good to be back. It's been a little bit. Had some family issues, but everything's good now. I broke my toe yesterday, as I just told you at work. So it's been kind of a rough couple of weeks, but I'm here. I'm back, and I'm ready to talk Big Brother with you.
Hanging in there.
Yeah, it's
somehow
all good.
Surviving to do the update.
Somehow surviving, you know, broken toe or not, I'm here.
All right. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 83 in the house. Really, really getting there. At this point, just over 2 weeks left here, Bobby.
It's crazy. It's really coming down to it. And from where we came from earlier in the season, I am just loving how this season has turned out, how we've gotten this final five, and how we possibly could have a final four. That's very interesting. So I'm really, really excited to see how this season pans out. And just going down the stretch, who would have thought this would be the five that we would have remaining? It's just been such a great season on the second half of the season. And so I'm excited to see it pan out.
Yes. All right. So let's get into it. Yesterday, not a ton of movement, but more discussion on the decision that is in front of Cliff and Nicole, as Nicole has won the veto. She took Cliff down from the block, and Jackson was forced to nominate Holly as the replacement. That's going to happen during the day. And so what that leaves is a decision for Cliff and Nicole. Should they betray Jackson Holly and take Holly out of the game, or should they go along with the original plan and take Tommy out of the game? There's going to be a lot of discussion regarding that throughout the day, but no real conclusion is made quite yet.
Sorry. I was just going to say, it's been a lot of back and forth between the two, and they just cannot figure out if it's best for them to betray Jackson and Holly at this point or go with Tommy, who could help them take out Jackson in the end. And it's been a great back and forth between them, trying to figure out what's the best option. But we'll see. I mean, they're still trying to figure it out.
Yes. Jackson and Holly, in the meantime, are going to spend most of their day just continuing the argument they had from the night before. Not as aggressively, more passive aggressively, but just a lot of, you know, are we really meant for each other? Like, throughout almost the entire day, they are, just kind of chatting about this. They, at one point, it seems as though he is basically broken up with her. They are not in a good place.
Yeah, they honestly, I'm just ready for them to split up just so that they can stop arguing. Like, I feel like it's just going to continue if both are in this house. And it's fighting over ridiculous stuff. But, hey, you know, this is just Jackson and Holly down the stretch. They're really proving that they're going to make it outside this house.
Would you ever go on the challenge, Bobby?
No, I couldn't survive. Are you kidding me? Like, I would love to do Big Brother. I think that'd be an absolute blast. But have you seen the challenges in the challenge? No, I'm not running 10 miles through the desert.
That's what I'm there for.
Never. So, yeah, no, Jackson can go ahead and do that. I'm sure he'd be great at it, but that is not my cup of tea.
All right.
What about you? Would you do it?
I don't know. Maybe.
No chance.
Nicole and Cliff are going to talk through the vote some more. Cliff is still unsure, but he's definitely open to the idea of keeping Tommy around. He again points out that he feels like they do have a better shot at the final three, at getting to the final three, but a worse shot at getting to the final two if they keep Tommy around. So still not entirely sure where they're going to go with that. If they do go in this direction, they feel as though they need to let Jackson know ahead of time and to maybe do their best to keep him from getting too upset with them. That they'll let him know and be like, hey, you know, this is what we're going to do. And hopefully you're not too mad at us. They do worry that, you know, if they were Tommy and they were in his position, they would promise him anything. They would be promising, you know, anything at all in order to stay this week, because that's the position he's in. So they can't really trust Tommy at his word, but they do hope that there are enough incentives in place to have him legitimately go after Jackson next week, because Jackson is so scary.
Yeah, no, and he is a huge threat. He's a huge target for everyone, Jackson I'm talking about. And there's no reason for them to not keep Tommy, to go after Jackson, because if you think about it, Holly and Jackson are going to be a two no matter what, unless something crazy happens where one of them decides to cut the other. And Jackson kind of gave them the hint that he might be wanting that to happen eventually, but you still don't know. And if you know for sure that Tommy will go after Jackson, I mean, there's still not 100% that he'll actually do that. But looking at his options, that might be his biggest physical threat. So I can see him wanting to make that move. And after hearing some of the things he's willing to offer, I just feel like that might be their smartest move. And you really can't knock him either way. I mean, I was listening to you guys on the LFC Roundtable. It's really hard to pick which way to go in this. You just don't know. It could go a myriad of different ways. But I really do believe that taking out Holly right now is their best option going forward.
Mm. All right. So the veto ceremony does take place. Nicole uses the veto on Cliff. Holly is on the block the first time all season long. And Nicole does talk with Tommy a bit more. She worries that he's going to turn on them at Final Four, but he promises that will not happen. He will go after Jackson. He says he's never gone back on his word in this game. He doesn't plan to start now, which, if we think about it, I think theoretically this is actually true. I think that Tommy really hasn't ever gone back on his word, but not because I think he is honorable. I think it's because he just never had an opportunity.
Yeah, I was say, who would he have gone against his word against? You know, there's in every situation, Tommy has had someone there that he's fully trusted and has had no reason not to trust. So now he's finally in the game where he can, you know, break promises, because he's got no one that he really has given his word to the entire time. However, that does help him in the situation because of the fact he's never lied. He's never, you know, broken his promise to anyone. It could help him in this game right now. I don't know. I feel like Cliff and Nicole are really hanging on those words and trying to hear what's the best option for them.
Yeah. And I do think that it has sort of been his method of playing the game, the intentional Casey, essentially, to try to not go back on his word. And that has been part of his strategy. And I do think that the fact that he is giving his word so adamantly is some indication, at the very least, that he is potentially, going to stick with it. But you never know. You never know. It's late in the game, and he's got to do what he's got to do to stay. So I wouldn't be surprised if we got an episode on Wednesday or even Thursday, and we had Tommy in the diary room. Like, these guys, oh, they're eating it up. But obviously, I'm not keeping them at the Final Four.
He could totally be backstabbing him right now. He's got no allegiances to anybody in this game. He can really, he's such a wild card. He could do whatever he wants. That's the one thing that I feel like Nicole and Cliff are really worried about with Tommy, that he's such a wild card. He could go anyway. And is he telling them the exact truth? Personally, I still feel like that is his best option, to go that route and try to take out Jackson at Final Four. But you never know. It's the end of the game. Just like you said, right now it's a roll of the dice for them. They either take Tommy and risk it and risk him going after Jackson, or they keep Holly and then have a 2-versus-2. It's really could go either way.
Yeah. And so really what, you know, again, what Nicole and Cliff are hoping is that it's less so his word and more along the lines of like, there are real incentives that, you know, Jackson is this scary competitor. You don't want to compete against him. Tommy does tell Nicole that he would love to see the two of them in the final two. I do feel as though Tommy is implying and probably genuine about the idea that he would prefer, at this point, he is on the block against Holly. I think that Tommy wants to go to the final two with Nicole. I think that's true. That could change if Nicole continues to win competitions, but I think that Tommy genuinely sees her as the easiest person to beat still in the house over Jackson and over Cliff. We know that he's always seen Cliff as a big threat. We know that Jackson is a massive threat. So I think that Tommy is genuine in wanting to work with Nicole to the final two.
Yeah, last night we saw him consoling Nicole when she was talking about, you know, her journey so far and how she gets to the final two. And he came in and was like, you know, you're playing a great game. Everyone loves you. No matter what, no matter who gets to the final two, I believe you're there. So it was really kind of telling that he believes that he wants to take Nicole to the final two. And he's giving her all this praise, saying that, you know, she's going to do great. She's going to have a great chance in the final two. Who's going to, you know, be able to beat her? But he might just be telling her that just because he knows he wants her to take him to the final two. And we don't know for a fact, but that sounds like that's his plan as well. We've always known that he feels like Cliff is one of the biggest targets in this house, that Cliff has played an amazing game and that other people might feel that way. And everybody loves Cliff. So I think he thinks Cliff is one of the main people. And then Jackson in challenges, how challenging he can be to get out of this house, how they need to take that shot. So I definitely agree with you. I think that he believes that Nicole is his best option. You know, a lot of people are on Twitter saying, is it smoke and mirrors? Is he just telling Nicole that to keep him in the house? What is he really thinking? Is he going to take her out next? I believe I'm with you. I believe that he wants her in the final two.
I think so. So Jackson and Nicole are going to have a conversation as well. He's worried about next week. And he is talking about how, you know, he kind of regrets winning this HOH because now he can't compete in the Final Four HOH to keep himself safe. Certainly, you know, now it doesn't even matter that he was HOH because it's Holly and Tommy that are in danger. And so he is, I think, concerned that he is going to be evicted next week, as he should be, because even if Holly stays, he's got at least a 50-50 shot at being evicted. And so he's talking with Nicole, kind of campaigning for himself to stay over Holly. Doesn't have a lot of great arguments for it, but it's kind of what he's doing, implying that he wouldn't be too upset if she were to go, saying he doesn't really want to campaign against her, but, you know, he's there for her family, or for his family. And that's what, you know, he's got reasons to be here. He wants to stay in and fight. Nicole is going to take this to mean that Jackson is kind of implying that, like, hey, if Holly leaves this week, it won't matter. I don't think that was really what he was going for, but it is still telling about where his head is at, in the sense that I think it's not a coincidence that he is doing this campaigning right on the back of this big argument where he's basically broken up with Holly. I think that there is definitely a part of him that will not be as upset as he could have been. And part of that is because of the current state of his relationship with Holly. And he is that energy is rubbing off on Nicole.
Yeah, he's really giving them the option right now to take everything he says and use it as, you know, fire to get out Holly. Like him saying, oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this for my family. Like, I'm here to win for myself and not for her. And then Nicole and them are using those words and be like, oh, OK, so he's saying it's OK. Like, he won't be mad at us if we make this move because it's clearly a game move. He needs to choose his words wisely, because anything you say at all about any kind of doubt or anything with your partner, then they're going to use that as fuel or as motivation that you're okay with them taking the shot at her. So I always have believed that the final five HOH is one of the worst ones to win. Unless you're in a completely dire situation, there is no reason to win that HOH because of the fact that the final four HOH is so valuable and so important to win. That final five, as long as you can somewhat win the veto, then you're okay. Don't win that veto or that HOH. But the final four HOH is where you really need to put in the work, because it's such a crapshoot.
All right. Well, so Cliff and Nicole are going to talk some more. Cliff says he is leaning toward keeping Tommy. That's where he is leaning. Nicole is still, again, worried that Tommy may not want to go to the final three with them, no matter how dangerous Jackson is, that he might just decide that he doesn't want to go to the final three with a pair. He'd rather take his chances with Jackson, at which point Cliff brings up the fact that, well, we throw our jury votes in the mix as well, then it might not make sense for him to want to burn us, lose both of our jury votes, and have to compete against Jackson in the final three. I feel like that's probably enough incentive to keep him on board, which is what I was saying a couple of nights ago. I think that's pretty much the case. I think Tommy can beat Jackson in the final two without Cliff and Nicole's jury votes. I think it's possible, but I think it's considerably more difficult. And so the idea that they throw the jury votes into the mix really does, I think, add to the pile of it makes a lot more sense for Tommy to stay with Cliff and Nicole at the final four than it does to betray them. Because even without the idea of them putting their jury votes into the mix, it only kind of makes more sense to stick with Jackson over Cliff and Nicole, with the jury votes in the mix, then it makes a lot more sense, because then you're in a much better position, I think. So that's what they're considering there with the deal with Tommy. Tommy is going to approach Nicole, and then later Cliff is going to join as well. He is going to start to make his offer. Now, usually they wait until Wednesday to make their major campaign, and that's what Tommy still is going to do. His official campaign is coming Wednesday, but if Cliff and Nicole would like a preview, he is offering that he will throw the final four HOH to them. It is only Tommy, Nicole, and Cliff competing, and so his proposal is, I will throw it. One of you will 100% have immunity at the final four, and then I will gun for the veto and try to take Jackson out. These things, I promise you, you have my word. You can trust me. I've never broken my word. And Cliff is like, oh, that's an enticing offer. It's a good starting point.
Very, very smart play by Tommy. I think this was exactly the route he needed to go to really get him over the hump and be able to stay this week. I feel like throwing out that you are going to throw the HOH and then try your hardest at veto to take out the one guy that stands in their way of the final three is the best thing you could say. Now, do we completely believe that this is the route he's going to go? I'm not 100% sure. I believe it, but you never know in this game. Like you said before, he could be talking in the in the diary room about how he's just, you know, suckers are just believing everything I'm saying. We have no idea until we find out on the episode. But right now, hearing him in these conversations, he's pulling out the cards that he needs to pull out. And I think this is the correct way for him to go to be able to stay this week. And I also believe him when he says that this is what he wants to do going forward. Now, for Cliff and Nicole, this is an excellent news for them to hear. They want one of them to win the next HOH, guarantee their spot in the final three, and hopefully have the cards play out where they can take Jackson out next and have a Tommy Cliff final three. And Nicole, excuse me. But I really do believe Whoever added those two, Cliff or Nicole, that doesn't win HOH is in the hot seat for sure, because I feel like if they don't win that veto between Tommy and whoever is the other person, then I believe Jackson's going to take one of them out. I believe Tommy will be safe in that situation. It'll be either Cliff or Nicole going home at Final Four if it all plays out that way.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, there's very little incentive for Tommy to follow through on throwing the Final Four HOH. If he wins the Final Four HOH, then he's guaranteed a spot in the Final Three, where he has to win in order to make Final Two anyway. So unless he plans on taking Jackson to the Final Two, there's not a whole lot of reason to not, you know, to throw the Final Four HOH. It's like, well, sorry, but now I'm safe, so nothing you can do about it.
Exactly. And that's what we don't know.
Yes. Although, again, he would have to potentially worry about their jury votes if they throw that into the mix. But that's only coming into play if he's not able to take out Jackson, and then Jackson ends up taking Tommy to the Final Two, which doesn't seem particularly likely. But, you know, we'll see. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Tommy again brings up the idea that, like, hey, we've always wanted to work together. We've always wanted to be on the same side. And they talk about that. Nicole has a moment by herself in the HOH room a bit after this, where she is just kind of crying. She's having an emotional moment. She's just like, and this is the kind of emotional moment I am all about. She's just like, I'm so close. Like, I just want this so bad, and I can see it. Like, this is when you see the finish line and you are like, oh my God, I can actually do this. Like, this is one of my favorite moments to see, in these shows. It happens on Survivor. It happens in Big Brother. The moment when people realize that they might be able to win this game. You know, we've seen Paul have this moment when he won the Final Four HOH, I think it was. Like, holy crap, I think I might win this game. Oh, sorry, Paul. But but Nicole is feeling it right now. She's like, I think, like, I'm so close. I want to make this happen. And Tommy talks to her a little bit about that. And again, it kind of implies that he would see her in the Final Two with him. Cliff is going to talk to the cameras as well. Still unsure about the deal. Still not 100%, but it is an attractive offer, and he is really heavily considering the idea. It would be fun to have Tommy in the Final Three, even if it wasn't maybe necessarily the most effective Final Three for him. He is still considering the idea, not 100%.
Yeah, to watch that Nicole's moment and have her talk about her game and how close she is and how she's dreamt of this for a very long time. It was so cool to see, especially for someone that's been a big fan, you know, and then seeing Cliff kind of do a little bit of the same thing later on. It's such great moments, especially for fans of the show, that we get to see, you know, these people that have wanted this and have really fought hard to be there and wanted to be in the house and maybe weren't, you know, the number one casting choice when it comes to how they like to cast their show. They're usually one of the.
Oh boy. We just lost Bobby. I've never seen that message before. Look at that. All right. Well, that's fine. there's not a whole lot of update left to go anyway. So that's what we had. That's what we had in the day. Really, I don't have much left here. But maybe Bobby will pop back up. I think maybe his toe started hurting. Sorry, Bobby. There was one other funny thing that happened last night. Cliff and Nicole were talking late in the night, and they were discussing. Cliff was saying to Nicole that she's gonna have a lot of attention after the show. That there's gonna be a lot of guys trying to get her attention, and she was like, "Oh no, that makes me anxious." Ah, and he's like, "It's really funny." Because first of all, Tommy has been trying to set her up with his brother, and Tommy's brother is actually like all about it on social media. I like Nicole. I just thought it was a really funny moment. Cliff telling, guys are going to be, Nicole from Big Brother. You're going to have to sift through and figure out who has the right intentions. All of that. That was a nice moment. Cliff and Tommy also talked about like all-stars and who they'd like to see on an all-star season. So, yes, Cliff also did mention earlier in the day, I tweeted this one out. He said, you know, shout out to RHAP, Taryn, Brent, Melissa, Rob. He said, he's got to give us some credit. He thinks that we deserve some credit for some of the things that he's done well in this game. If he's done anything well in the game, he says that, listening to us has helped him. At least he hopes has helped him, with some of these decisions and things that he's done well. So that was cool. I posted the gift. I was like, oh, me? What? All right. So that's what I have for you. Thank you to Bobby, who is in internet eviction land. Thank you to the chat for hanging out with me here. I mean, really what we're looking forward to from this point is more discussion between Tommy and Cliff and Nicole. Waiting for Jackson Holly to do anything really beyond just, you know, argue and then go shower and make up. So we'll see. I think the biggest thing that could change the outcome of this week remains the fact that Cliff and Nicole still don't know about Tommy's connection to Christy. And that's huge. That's huge. Because Jackson and Holly do know about it, and they have yet to say anything, but I have to imagine that they will, especially once Cliff and Nicole let them know that, that they're going the way that they are. So we'll see. We'll see. I saw someone in the chat here say by a vote of 1-0, Bobby has been evicted. I think that means I win the morning update. I think that's what happens. All right. Thanks. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I know it was a quick one, but we're getting down to it here. Getting down to it. I hope that if you are heading to New York, I hope that you enjoy yourself. Make sure you come and say hi. And I'll be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then tomorrow night, Rob will be live to recap the Wednesday night episode of Big Brother 21. And we'll be live in New York on Thursday. So let's do it. Thanks so much for joining me. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, and Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong. Just like that. All right. Thanks again for joining me. See you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.